This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
I call my dogs really vulgar, funny names, but in a playful, nice name, you know? Something like you'd say to a close friend when they walk into the bar, like, what's up, lips?
9.
What do you mean I can't be equally excited to go see George Strait and the Wu-Tang Clan?
Paige.
Laughter heals a lot and takes the pain away.
And Fat Boy.
I would never tell a woman to stay in the kitchen. It's my favorite room in the house, and I don't like crowds.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet Rocks!
About yesterday's Truth and Consequences, where we had Chance, who his fiancée, what was her name? Hold on, I can do it.
Sherry?
Sherry, yes. Yeah, Chance and Sherry. She broke up with him and then but wouldn't give the ring back.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately agreed to, but who knows if that will even happen or not. But a lot of people were like, oh, man, it's like it was only a $500 or $600 or $700 ring that was up for debate, too. But it's like, man, just that little bit of money, just let it go. Like, literally, we heard, Nine and I both heard from a guy who walked away from half of a house.
Yeah.
Somebody cut it in half. No, yeah. It was because of a divorce, and it was up for who's, you know, and he's like, to be done with that. I let her take the entire house just to move on.
Yeah.
Worth it.
You hear people doing that all the time. Like, no, don't worry about the car. You keep that. Just to get out of a situation. The furthest I ever went in that regard was 8 or 9 years ago. I left, I snuck my bed out of a place in the middle of the night.
You snuck your bed out?
Moved in with two buddies of mine, but left all the furniture in there was mine, and I just left it.
God, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Do you have one in roll-up mattresses, or were you like walking down the road carrying a mattress?
No, that's when I had the Sierra.
Oh, yeah.
Threw it in the truck. Yeah.
I wish you still had that thing. Need to get this bedroom suit to Paige.
Man, it'd have like 500,000 miles on it by now.
Well, it would.
Yeah,
it would. And an ant farm to boot.
That's right.
It'd have a forest growing in the bed by now, not just one tree. But yeah, I mean, it'd be pulling more out by now.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to think of things that I've walked away from. Financially speaking and business-wise, yes, but that's still up for litigation.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as relationships go, like, you know, I mean, locks changed before.
Mm-hmm.
But then the stuff that was locked in, I was like, I don't need it.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, yeah. Plus, you know, like yesterday when they were talking about the ring, who he said at first cost a few $1,000s. We did the math. It was $2,100.
Mm-hmm.
She had it appraised. It was like $500 or $600.
Yes.
Who knows what it was really even worth? Then you throw in litigation and all that. And then it's like, well, what are you even fighting for? You just saying this just to win an argument. Bless you.
Thank you.
He thanked me for it.
Thank you much.
I walked out of a relationship before and because he was getting kind of violent. And so I just took what I could. The next day, my mom came to get me, and I left my cat, which was so hard to do, but I couldn't take my kitty with me.
Mr. Whiskers?
No, Jinx.
Oh.
He kind of looked like the Pepe Le Pew cat with the white stripe on the back. So
I
left him and took my whatever, just the clothes that I had and left all my belongings.
Except for your cat.
Well, I couldn't take my cat because my mom had...
You could have wore the cat out, Paige.
Where I was going, I went to the dorms to live. I couldn't take a cat in the dorms, so my mom just took me to school.
You could have wore it around your neck like a scarf or something.
It was terrible.
I'm just messing with you.
I felt horrible.
Like, I would love to open that up because I got a good feeling that there's been a whole bunch of war stories people could share.
Absolutely. In the P1 family, yeah.
Walking away from relationships and leaving... money behind just so you don't have to deal with it anymore.
Leaving the valuables behind, yeah.
And then there's the whole conversation about, you know, the etiquette conversation about if she breaks up with you, who, you know, the whole thing, getting a ring back. Like, I look at it this way. If you give a woman a ring, for whatever reason, that you will never get it back. You should, once you put it on the finger, look at it as though that is no longer your property. Whether she breaks it with you, you break it with her, you get a divorce, blah, blah, blah. That's no longer yours. It's gone.
Yeah, I mean, it's more expensive then, but think about clothes you might have bought for her. You don't expect that shirt back. You ain't going to wear it. Same thing with the ring. That's my personal point of view on it. The law, and there's case law in South Carolina that says that it's part of a contract, and if the contract is honored, you're entitled to get the ring back. But, you know, at some point, just, I guess, be the bigger man in the situation, take the high road on it. Once you've purchased the ring and put it on the finger, it ain't yours anymore.
Yeah, I mean, what else are you going to do? Sell it or have a drawer full of rings or, I don't know. You're not going to give them to anybody else.
Well, some dudes do that.
That's terrible.
You know, some dudes have recycled engagement rings.
No, they didn't.
Of course they have.
Are you kidding me? Are you changing the setting?
Recycled an engagement ring, please call up and tell Paige.
Oh, my gosh.
She thinks that don't happen, but we know for a fact it does.
Well, I mean, what do you think? It's like bad juju?
Yes, it's bad luck, I would think. From a failed relationship.
Look at it from this. This will blow your mind. Imagine if you could see where all the gold came from and the people who had to mine it and the whole you wouldn't wear any jewelry then.
It's like
same with the diamonds.
Lingerie.
Even worse, that my diamonds have blood in them still.
You wouldn't want diamonds at all if you knew where they came from.
I remember when I got married, my husband threw out all my lingerie. He says, I'm not sleeping with you. It's stuff you might have worn with another guy. So we had to start all over.
I get that.
You get that, but what's the difference between that and a ring? Well, I get it. Intimate stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if it's all worn out.
Yeah. the
lingerie discussion is an entirely different thing. Where you don't need any, just get naked.
Hey, I love those crotchless panties. Oh, is there a hole in them?
Just throw it all out and start all over.
No,
Same thing, you don't need any
at all. Just, you know what's better than lingerie is you naked.
No, lingerie is pretty.
Hey, Mr. Ego, shut up and give the phone number. I forget it. 1-800-774-0093. I apologize. I did not give out the phone number. 1-800-774-0093. War stories of relationships. Valuable style.
Mm-hmm. You want to go to Charlotte and talk to P1?
Queen City. P1 Big Sexy. Sup, Sexy?
Morning, guys. Oh.
How you doing, Sexy?
Pretty good.
Good. All right, so it says here you got some kind of salacious engagement ring story. What is it?
Yeah, so my ex, I was engaged, and every time we would get into an argument, she would always take the ring off and throw it at me. And I told her, the next time you take that ring off, I'm going to slingshot it. And so when we broke up, like for the last time, she took the ring off, threw it at me, and I had a junkyard behind my house. I put it in a slingshot and shot it out into the junkyard.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the thing like at carnivals where they shoot you up in the air. That would have been cool, too.
No, just a slingshot.
Holy moly. So, you know, rough estimate here. How many times did she take it off and throw it at you?
Probably about 4 or 5.
Yeah, I was going to say 3 would be by limit on
that.
Yeah,
I would say after the first one.
That'd be the ring that broke the camel's back.
Wow. Yeah, I did later go out to the junkyard and find it and go sell it.
I was going to say, you'd have to go out there with a metal detector, but that'd probably be difficult, huh?
Yeah, I did find it, though.
Yeah. Well, good for you, man. What did you do with it? That's a great question Paige brought up.
I want to know.
Is another woman wearing that ring, or did you pawn it, or what?
No, I pawned it.
Good man.
See, I see that. That makes sense.
Chum Lee's wearing it now. Mm-hmm. He really is. Yeah. Big Sexy, thank you, sir. Keep spreading the word up there in Queen City. We appreciate it. Somebody said there was a Rise Guy sign at a Hornets game the other day. I said, proof or I don't believe it. Why wouldn't they carry it to a basketball game anyway?
They're big fans of us.
Well, I appreciate it, but I was like, it probably said J.R. Ryder guys or something.
Buzz City.
Yeah. Isaiah Ryder guys. It probably said Jalen Rose guys is what it said.
Maybe.
P1 Red Bull Zach up in my stomping grounds at Traveler's Rest. What's up, Red Bull Zach?
Good morning, Rise guys. You ready for the day?
I'm ready for the day. I'm ready to hear about your crazy ex. What do you got?
So I was previously engaged. I lived in the Midwest, and she broke off the engagement because I was working too hard. But the job I was working, I didn't want to leave until I moved down here to the Carolinas. And we still shared the apartment. I paid half the rent. But she would, if any little in particular thing would happen, she would blow up my phone, my Facebook message, basically anything and everything I use to communicate while I'm at work. And even one time drove to my work while I was talking to a person, interrupted and did a major freak out.
Like how? Like you know. What? What'd she do? Major freak out.
So I guess what I did was I accidentally left, I guess, a cup on the counter or in the sink or something from the morning. I had to take some Advil because I had a headache or something. I can't remember. She drove all the way to my work, approached me, and started screaming and shouting. At the time, I was working in a hospital. Just she was screaming, shouting, yelling, causing a scene. Yeah. And finally, security just told her, you either have to leave or you have to call the police.
Holy crap.
Oh, gosh.
And I almost lost my job for that.
I was going to say, but you didn't, though, right?
No, I did not.
Yeah. Holy moly. Well, did you lose anything in the breakup, though, valuable-wise?
She did. She lost all the wedding money because her dad sends it to me.
What? Whoa.
Okay, keep
her
going.
Dad sent you the money for the wedding and you kept it?
We ain't done with this.
So what he does is not going to say what he does, but he makes a good amount of money. And he was saving up money because her whole family loved me. And
must be a program director.
What he does is he invests the money and he sends me, you know, a check every month for $500, $600, $700, $800, and all I do is I put in my 401k.
Oh my God!
Yeah, you're laundering money for
me. Wow! Very interesting.
That's a neat story.
That is a neat story. Neat is a good way to describe
it.
All right,
interesting.
Zach, hold down TR and I get home. Thank you, brother.
All right, brother.
See you guys.
Your father-in-law's name's Fat Tony.
God bless. It's from some kind of waste management up in Jersey.
Yeah, he's in a racket.
Golly.
Whacking up money.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Platter.
I think you should go. But here's the thing. So let's say that, what's your time limit? You got it like afternoon, maybe you wake up tomorrow, you still, because he says he feels a stabbing pain. It's not in his heart, though. He doesn't have one.
No,
it's in the lower extremities, to the solar plexus area. Does he have those?
Could he push a hernia out or a broken rib?
I don't know. I mean,
I still don't really know what a hernia is. If I'm being honest, at 43 years old, I know I don't know what I know what a dog hernia is, but it's different than a man hernia.
It's
his guts. I was gonna say.
I know that, Paige. It's his guts.
I was gonna say late this afternoon, but. On one hand, if I get home, I might not want to leave. I think I have a hospital near me. It's like a little mini hospital. I'm not sure if it's a hospital or a doctor's
what
office.
It's a mini like hospital. Like, is it for like little people?
It's under the wings of one of the bigger chains, but
we're candy stripers.
It doesn't really look like a hospital. It might be one of these little ones. But I may go around lunch because I don't want to leave if I go home.
It looks like a small world after all when he walks through the door.
All these medical professionals are texting in.
Is that now? How do you know that?
Yeah.
Just because they have a prescription to it doesn't mean they're a professional.
They claim to know what they're talking about. One of them's an actual doctor, and he says they don't wrap them anymore due to the pneumonia risk involved with wrapping. When you know, if you're making it so somebody isn't taking full deep breaths, and pneumonia risk. Yeah. Especially somebody who sits on the couch a lot.
I lay on it usually.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of them are saying that just like a real bad muscle strain or muscle pull. Would hurt as bad as a broken rib. Plus, how'd you break a rib laughing? I mean,
did you not see the shocking
arthritis?
You didn't see the Matt Man Perfuder film?
That's what I was going to say.
It didn't work, did it?
I need like a better story. I need one of you guys to say you punched me.
So that's what I was going to get to. Like, so let's say you finally decide I need to go see a physician or whoever it is you see. What are you going to tell them happened when they say, Mr. Ellenberg, how did you hurt your lower area? What will you say? Because you can't go in there and say, I was laughing at work.
I'm about to say what I said when I got locked up. Like, I didn't tell them I was in there for a ticket. I said I got in trouble for fighting. So I'm about to tell the doctor I got in a fight.
Oh, that's right. Fat Boy once served 22 hours, was it?
Yeah.
In prison. Or in jail.
In jail.
For an unpaid ticket.
But I couldn't tell him that.
So he told the other inmates that he was in there for fighting.
Marcelli.
For assault and battery. And it was really a speeding ticket he didn't pay. You wait till they get out. They're going to come after you for the stolen valor.
Yeah, but if you go to the emergency room and tell them you hurt yourself and you got in a fight, then they might have some people show up wanting to ask you some questions about something that didn't happen.
See, God, why need a good reason then, other than laughing, being fat and out of shape and laughing?
It's, I don't know. Look at me.
You know
maybe
what?
They won't ask. I said, just fix me. Don't worry about the particulars.
If you have a cracked rib, will you ask him to go ahead and break it all the way off and maybe take out the other one too?
Oh.
See if that the whole thing works.
No. Why can't you just own up to the fact that you hurt yourself laughing?
Have it removed.
When you fell off the boat, Jimmy, did you go in there when you broke your back or whatever the diagnosis was? The great time over there, was it Lake Kiwi, was it?
Hartwell, down by Lake the Hartwell? Dam on the houseboat.
Did you go, they said... Oh, it's 9 from the rise. 9, what happened to you? Did you say, I was drinking on a boat, not driving the boat, but drinking on a boat, and slipped down a flight of steps and landed on my back? Did you tell them that?
I started with, I fell off a boat and didn't hit water. That's what I started with. Hey, you ever
that's heard? You know what? The old joke came true for you.
Yeah, that's what I started with. They're like, well, what do you mean? And then I said, well, I was going down the steps on a houseboat, and I hit the second step in the rain. And then I slid the rest of the way down and landed on my feet on the bottom deck of the houseboat.
Yeah.
And they thought I might have broken my back.
Yeah. Goodness. That's how they flooded out Hartwell.
That's not what true. Happened.
Yeah.
What if I say I was at one of your guys' houses and I fell down some stairs?
I don't have any stairs at mine. Not a one.
They won't know that.
That's true.
Cover for me.
I have stairs.
Not unless they look up your floor plan on Zillow. Who would know?
Yeah. But like, you know, with HIPAA, I don't know what all they ask you now. I don't know if they want to talk to you. They want to get you in and out, get that copay.
I had an embarrassing injury that I didn't tell the full story on when I was diagnosed with a concussion. This would have been in 2008 or 2009. That your workiversary, Fat Boy.
Oh,
2009. I went to Exigent to name drop, and I went in there and I said I feel concussed. I kind of self-diagnosed myself, and they said, "Well, what happened?" And I said, "I was running, and I ran into the wall." And they kind of accepted that, you know.
It happens.
But the truth of the matter was, when I lived alone. I don't mind saying it's been long enough.
This is a funny story, man.
When I lived alone and would eat mostly meals cooked in a microwave, I would play this game. If I had to pee while I was putting the stuff in the microwave, I would try to run and pee and beat the microwave before the buzzer went off. And I did, and as I was coming back out of the bathroom, I ran right into my doorway and knocked myself out cold.
Wow.
Yes. I really knocked myself out cold trying to beat a microwave page. Microwave won.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's, microwave that's won rough. That round. And the food was cold time you woke
it
up.
It was cold. That damn... I should sue Chef Boyardee. I really should.
Hey, if you want Liev Schreiber, text in the old CarolinaVaporMill.com text line 72341. He said he threw his back out flushing the toilet one time.
Oh, God.
No, what? He did not. You better call. Matter of fact.
Please call with that story.
Paige,
which one
were you about to say?
Well, I mean, which of my stories do you want? Do you want the sex injury? Do you want me slipping on ice? Do you want me getting in an accident?
Okay, so when you broke was it your leg or your ankle you broke years ago?
It was the ligaments in my ankle and the fibula on my leg.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Thank you. Yes. The long form answer. I appreciate that.
Well, I'm telling you which bone it was. So it was the smaller bone.
Bone.
Ben.
So you were walking your dog, and the dog is just taken off, had to go tinkle, and it just pulled you. That was the bigger dog, and it pulled you, and you slid right in the ice and broke your ligaments and all those tendons, and basically your leg.
We were all excited about going to the park, which we all are, my two dogs and my stepson, Jared. And the last words I remember saying, don't run. And then they go, and I slipped on ice.
But did you tell them? Well, that's not so embarrassing. It actually makes you seem like a very good pet owner. That because if it was snowing and icy outside, I'd just get a pee pad.
Yeah.
Remember
the first time I hurt my back? I stepped up on a curb and fell on my hip because I was getting Chick-fil-A for everybody at work.
Oh, goodness.
In an ice storm.
Okay, this is bittersweet.
It happens. And one of the higher ups here. He wound up in the emergency room because of his dogs, too. He's walking his dog right up in the ER, remember?
Yeah, the highest of up.
Yeah.
My daddy, rest in peace, the great Phil Harris, one time slipped on ice and broke his hip. And this was when he worked at Steel Heddle. He went to step on a curb, did not know it was icy, fell off and broke his hip. Called 911 and said, I can basically tell I've broken my leg or my hip. And they and I remember talking to the ambulance driver. He was a P1. He said that when they rolled up, it was raining at this point, and there laid my daddy in a parking lot smoking a cigarette on his back, laying on the in the rain.
Oh, my gosh. Because
he broke a hip. He's laying there, but he's smoking it. It's like when you're on live PD and you go ahead and start smoking that cigarette because you know you get about to get locked up.
Here's your P1 pick of the day from the Rise Guys Morning Show.
We've heard from, I'll read you just a couple mentions of how people have injured themselves. One, I lost two toes or ran over my foot with a lawnmower when I was 20 years old.
Oh.
SP1 Brown Dirt Cowboy. I got a black eye when my two-year-old threw an empty beer bottle at my face. Imagine explaining that one. P1 Snowball Shirley in Swannanoa. Say that three times fast. Snowball Shirley in Swannanoa. I can only do it the one time.
No, I'm really smart enough.
And then, of course, I played with myself too much. Stevie Wonder was someone text in. We're going to the phones. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Sexy's back on the phone. We'll always take Sexy when the P1 Big Sexy calls. Hey, Sexy.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad.
So, is this a story about you or something, somebody you know, or how did the embarrassing injury?
It's me.
Okay, what happened?
So, back in 2003, 2004, I was running across the churchyard, and the night before, they had brought a bulldozer in to dig up some bushes, and it put a groove in the ground. So, I was running across, and I slipped, and this groove was only about 3 inches deep. But I slipped, and I fell on my arm. I snapped both the bones in my front forearm.
Holy crap. Weird. On just a little one-inch little curb kind of thing.
Yep, just a little dip.
So what did you lie and tell them, like you fell off the roof or something?
I told them, there's so many stories that I've told people. I told them I broke it playing football. I got into a fight and broke it.
Yeah.
You know, all that kind of stuff. But I do remember I had to go...
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
Hang on, he's still here.
Still there. Sexy? Sexy? That's my, Sexy's there? Hey, Sexy.
He's gone now.
Sexy's gone.
Yeah.
He's fell off fell off the curb again.
I can help you out from this side. It works again.
All right. The guy, okay. Please quit touching buttons.
No, it's the off-air one, but you can only do that one over here.
Oh, okay.
We got 8 phones in here.
Well, I said yesterday, to his credit, Fatboy is like an octopus in here yesterday between phones and keyboards and stuff.
He is.
And that's Mr. Ego saying that.
And it's harder to do with a blanked up rib area.
It's very true, Jim.
Who do you want now, Matt, man?
P1 Liev Schreiber, the story he texts in. Right? We need more details on that. What's up, Liev?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Not much. Remind everybody the text message, and then let's get into some details of that.
All right, so I'm going to set this up with, I don't remember what I did a day or two before that. I like to think that I did something strenuous to put strain on my back before I did this, but I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But I have back problems. You know, my sciatic nerve hurts from time to time. But anyways, so I'm sitting there, standing, you know, taking a leak, and I just reach down to go flush the toilet, and thing I know, I feel a terrible pain in my back. And it was like, I could tell it was nerve pain, but yeah. Threw it out, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I almost couldn't walk back to the bed. It was bad. And then I, like, kind of old man style, walked back to the bed with my back hunched over and stuff. And my wife put Oxy Hot on me. I took a bunch of ibuprofen, and it was still sore the next day. But then after that, I was good to go. But, yeah, just flushing the toilet, threw my back out.
Flushing the toilet.
Yep.
I've thrown mine out sitting down on it before, really fast. I think so. I feel like I have. My legs have turned purple. I've sat there so long before. I've been
dangerous.
Through that. Really, I have. I should get a brown heart for all of this. P1 Liev Schreiber.
Just own it, fat boy.
That's right. He's over here on the phone. He's probably calling Ask a Nurse or something. Who knows? Thank you, Liev. Have a good morning.
All right.
You remember Ask a Nurse?
Oh, yeah.
I used to prank call Ask a Nurse. That got me set
prank
up for
call.
Radio. I used to prank call Ask
you
a Nurse. Me and my friends would call stuff. And like.
And Dale Murphy at the Phoenix Inn.
See? I was 9 years old prank calling Major League Baseball players. And I would call Ask a Nurse. And me and my friends would look up like what the. Because this was like pre-internet, right? So we'd look up like what the you know, what it looks like if you have like scabies or something, and we'd call ask a nurse and start describing this. And you got to think, these are like very young teenage boys calling in asking nurse all these STD questions. It had to be quite odd. Let's go to, oh man. Okay, perfect. P1 Mary Mayhem. Jimmy, you kind of you pretty much blackmailed her to call in.
No, I just requested that she do so.
You said I'm gonna either you call in or I'm gonna call you.
Yeah.
Mary Mayhem, you're okay to talk about this, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so how's the funny way you hurt yourself? I'm dying to know.
It was my husband and I, and basically, you know, doing the oral, and. So,
which way though? Like, or is he the performer or you?
I was.
Okay.
All right.
So,
you broke your neck.
I didn't break, but okay. I did pull it pretty bad. And I felt something kind of pull. But knowing that we were almost to the finish line, I said, you know, pleasure is pain. So I kept on, and I didn't feel until the next day. I could not turn my head left or right. I couldn't look down. I ended up having to actually call my mom.
Oh, my God. Well, Mary.
Same thing happened to her.
Oh, is this little Mary Mayhem? Oh, your grandma goodness. Told me the same story when I was a little girl.
Hey, baby.
So did you tell Mary Mayhem Sr. that that's how you hurt your neck?
I did.
Girl.
Wow, I like your
what did she say? Did she high-five you?
They were tight.
Watch out.
She just kind of looked at me, said, okay, well, get in the car.
Wow. Yeah, I hope that, you said that was your husband, right?
It was.
And P1 Foulmouth. Say again, I'm sorry?
P1 Foulmouth. That's my husband.
Oh, P1 Foulmouth.
Yeah, okay.
And were you already married at that point or yet to be?
Yeah, we were married at that point.
Okay, I was going to say, because... He should have proposed to you right then and
yeah.
there.
Yeah, he'll stay God. There. He'll stay
salute right to there. Him. And salute to you.
Yeah.
Salute to you. That's right. Thank you for all you do, Mary Mayhem.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Have a good morning.
Glad she survived.
I know. And she went on to be a roller derby star.
Look at her.
And then she was a murder doll, too, right? Am I thinking of something else? I don't know. I thought she did them really like a graveyard girl.
The murder
me.
Dolls were a band. Yeah, that's right. Men.
Yeah, that's right.
Suicide Girls or...
Who can remember?
I don't know. All those, I don't know about that at
gothic
all.
Gothic hot chicks. Let's go to, this is a good story, I imagine. P1 Red Bull Zach is on line three. Zachary, good morning.
Good morning, Rise guys. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm dying to hear how you gave yourself a concussion.
Okay, so I like I said before, I work for Red Bull here in the Greenville area. And I was at one of my accounts, which is a 7-Eleven. I was plugging something in underneath the counter, in front of the counter, and I was on my hands and knees, feet and wire, you know, good old stuff. And I went to get up, and I thought the counter was a little more in than it was. It stuck out like almost 6-7 inches. I only thought it stuck out a couple.
Oh, no.
I went to get up, whammed my head, and fell back holding my head. And my boss was riding with me. The manager of the store saw it. And three other people saw me just go flinging back, thinking that I almost killed myself.
You know they watched that at the convenience store Christmas party.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Over and over, the surveillance camera.
if you want to hear a better part, so I had to, I went to an urgent care that day. That Sunday, it was the Daytona 500 last year. I had to go to the ER because I they didn't say I had a concussion. I had concussion like symptoms. Yeah. Went to the ER. They're like, you probably do. So we're going to write you off. You're not going to work Monday. And every day now that anyone gets a little hurt or something, they'd be like, well, be like Zach, take a week off or take a month off because you hurt yourself a little bit.
Do they all walk around and say Red Bull give you wings and counters give you concussions?
Oh,
they should say that to you, Zach.
They will now.
Yeah, they will. Well, brand that, please. Thank you, Zach. Thanks for all you do. Have a good morning. I kept getting an email from somebody that said thanks for all you do at the end, and I thought, well, that's sweet that they always say that. And I found out it's his signature.
Oh, yeah.
They say that to everybody. Okay. Yeah,
everybody gets. You're not special. You're not special, man.
P1 Jabroni is Trump. And Hendo is on line one. This might be it for now. Who knows? Jabroni, good morning.
Guys, good morning to you guys.
Good morning to you, sir.
Hey, man, I just want to say thank you for everything you guys do every morning to keep us going out here every day.
Oh, thanks. I mean, we get paid for it, too.
That's true. That's
I appreciate that, but like, I just remember that we love what we do, but if they quit paying us, we would not come to work.
No.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So, but thanks for the
compliment. Story back in the day, me and my buddy, I don't know why, again, we decided to do this. We started racing each other from my grandmother's to my house.
Like
maybe 200 yards. On foot, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe 200 yards away or so, but it was dusk, dark. I forgot that my father and my grandfather were working on my grandmother's septic tank. And I wasn't really paying attention, but he's running beside me. God. And he's running in the direct line towards that septic tank. Oh, and sure enough, he went right into that thing, twisted his ankle, was about waist deep and all that nastiness.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And it was, I felt bad, but it was so funny because, again, I wasn't thinking about it. We're running, and all of a sudden, he just disappeared.
Oh, man.
And, yeah, that was quite a sight, and he was not wanting to explain that to anybody.
What do you do in that situation? Just go behind the barn with the hose pipe?
Well, we did use the hose. I didn't have a barn, but he stripped down, and, yeah, he was taking a shower outside. Didn't want me to tell any of our other buddies, but, of course, yeah, he hasn't lived it down yet.
Oh, man. Fantastic. Good to hear from you, P1 Jabronius Trump. Have a good morning, brother.
You too, brother.
Take a look, guys. I always like when he calls. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he calls and he's like even not so nice to me, but I still like him.
Yeah. Uh-oh. He's a long time P1.
Long time.
Big supporter.
Rise, guys. I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.